online, I'm taking a little course from Great Courses. I do that all the time. And this one is called How to Outsmart Your Brain. I mean, it's not particularly difficult, but it does suggest that before doing something foolish or unhealthy, that I should project what the future me will think about my having done that. Now, of course, it's a little bit just about mindfulness, about stopping, but the idea is that you eliminate the potential for regret in the future before it even takes shape in unwanted behavior in the present. So we don't just say, I will do this or I will change this, but something a little different. Doing this will bring joy and peace to someone specific, the future me. This idea connects the future to the present in a very tangible way. It helps to combat the mindset so common, bless you, in our society that something will change in our lives and then we will be able to be happy. It is one of the greatest wastes in human life. The time wasted waiting until something comes along. That something is already here. It is the presence of God lived out in human life and human experience. It is lived out in people and experiences which are themselves priceless. They are the gift we seek. What is coming gives us hope for what is. So the future informs and changes the present to allow us to be with people. We have our story this morning of John the Baptist, who is to me one of the scariest people in the Bible. And he says, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. He is saying, stop wasting precious moments in which we can bring God to life in our own time. Prepare the way of the Lord. Invite God into this day, not just because it's Sunday, but into the everyday tasks of our lives. You have to realize that at the time when Jesus came, the primary way of observing worship of God was through the law. I always read in scripture and commentaries about the gift of the law from God to humans. And I always wondered why something restrictive should be considered a gift. It would have been like my parents saying, I'm giving you the gift of a curfew. I'm giving you the gift of not letting you use the car. That didn't make any sense to me. But Karen Armstrong, a theologian and writer, has written that Judaism at the time was a religion of doing rather than believing. The commandments of the law, she says, brought God into the minutia of daily life, whether one was eating, drinking, cooking, or working. Every time a Jew observed one of the 613 commandments, and you think it's rough with 10, he or she was turning toward God, giving daily life a sacred orientation. That observance of the law brought God into the present. John the Baptist, like other prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, have been sent to jolt us out of complacency, to remind us of the holiness of the life right before us, not just the one out there. The prophets tie the present to the future, and we are to turn toward that change. So what if we claimed happiness now? by realigning our priorities to be God's priorities, by treasuring the people and experiences we have with us this day. No more wait until, no more blaming, no more drama, which means Facebook entirely goes out of business. Healing is here. The kingdom of God is near. There is no need to wait until. We are to simply turn toward God now in the present. John the Baptist's cry of repent means stop wasting the precious time you have with one another. Do something today for the future you and for God. We too often confine the litany of the holy to churchy things. But we need always to think about where else is God manifest in our lives. Moments written off as ordinary, as just waiting for something else, actually hold the potential themselves for an encounter with God and with holiness and with the eternal. So how has the kingdom of God come near? And how can we repent and turn toward that presence, as Armstrong says, with that sacred orientation? We can think about and honor time spent together with other people. We can spend less time shopping for that person and more time being with that person. We can value persons instead of arguing with them. We can watch and appreciate children and their openness. We can offer gifts to people who do not have the abundance that we have. We can explore the potential, the growth potential, of trying something new, different, challenging, uncertain, uncomfortable. More joy might await in each moment of the present if we explore its potential instead of just staying complacent. So, my plan today is to do something now that will make the future me proud and healthy. It's Advent. The future me is on the way through the presence and power of Jesus. And the present world becomes like the future world. It becomes God's world as each human heart chooses to live the present as if it is the future. Amen.